Mentally, Revan winced. He had pushed too far, too fast. Instead of subtle manipulation, he had stumbled into revealing a clumsy and obvious ploy. He never would have made such a foolish mistake if his mind was clear. But he thought it might still be possible to salvage the situation. He had to give the Sith something else to focus on. Something he cared about above everything else.
"We share a common goal," Revan admitted. "We both want to stop the Emperor from invading the Republic. But I am not proposing an alliance."
He paused.
"I do not need your help to escape. The Force has shown me that my freedom is drawing near."
"The Force has shown you? What do you mean? Have you had a vision?"
As Revan suspected, his jailer had never experienced a vision through the Force. It wasn't unusual. The phenomenon was much rarer in those who followed the dark side. Their focus was internal. They used the Force as a tool, rather than seeing themselves as instruments of the Force's will. They were not accustomed to opening themselves up to the Force for guidance and direction.
"The Force has shown me that my future lies beyond these walls,"
Revan lied.
"I don't put much faith in visions and prophecy,"
the Sith said.
"Have you ever felt a premonition of danger through the Force?"
Revan asked, trying to help him understand.
"Sensed a threat before it was revealed?"
"Of course."
"The visions are merely an extrapolation of this. The Force flows across both space and time. It links the past, present, and future."
"It is said that Naga Sadao had visions of the Sith crushing the Republic during the Great Hyperspace War,"
Scourge countered.
"We both know that that never came to pass."
"The future is always in motion. The Force grants us visions that show us only one of many possible outcomes."
"Then what use are they?"
"They can guide our actions, give us direction. They can show us a path we wish to follow, or one we can try to avoid."
"Like the vision that brought you here?"
Scourge asked.
"The dream of Dromund Kaas and its storm-covered sky."
"That was a memory, not a vision,"
Revan reminded him.
"But the Force does sometimes speak to us through our dreams."
"And what does your vision show you? How do you make your great escape from this dungeon?"